Hello, hello friends, this is Kailash. Having a master's degree in mass communication and journalism and qualified UGC NET exam in February 2022. So we will discuss about media research today. What is media research? Media research is the study of the social, psychological and physical aspect and effects of the different mass media. For example, how much time do people spend with a particular medium? Whether it has the effect of bringing about change in the perspective of people? Does the use of medium have any harmful effects? Whether these effects are because of technology or the program contents. What the media users want and expect to hear or read or see and experience. In this connection, it is also researched whether a medium can provide information and entertainment to more and different types of people. In what way new technology can be used to improve or enhance the sight or sound of the medium. How is it possible to change the content or programming to make it more valuable, effective and entertaining? Media research. In this era, area of research issues pertaining to media content in terms media monitoring and media evaluation are covered. Media research includes a whole range of study about the development of media, their achievements and effects. It includes the methods used in collecting and analyzing information with regard to newspapers, magazines, radio, TV, cinema or other mass media. It also concerns with an expanded discussion of the scientific method of research. While studying any medium of communication, we may ask series of questions. What is the nature of the medium or how does it work? What technology does it involve? How is it different or similar to any other media in any ways? What function and or services does it provide? How much does it cost? How will have access to the new medium? Is the medium effective? Can its performance be improved? Media research also accumulates information about the uses of the mass media and also the users of the mass media. In this connection, we may ask how the people use a medium or the various media, whether it is used for information only and or for information and education also. Which category of people use the different media more and why? What gratification do the media provide? What types of uses the media are put to? If we take radio, there can be several studies this medium. On the uses of radio, what specific moods radio listening generates? Effects of radio, improvement in the broadcasting technologies. During World War I, Harold Laswell studied the nature of propaganda from a stimulus response point of view. He thought that media could exert very powerful influence over their audience. Some experts were of the opinion that mass communication to be effective need only transmit messages to an audience. By doing so, they would produce pre-planned and almost universal effect. This concept was later named as the hypodermic needle model of communication. The model is deficient in one very significant respect, that it did not take into account the individual difference among people. A lot of media related research is done for practical application purposes from the 50s and 60s. I'm talking about 90s, 50s and the era of 90s. 1960 and 1950. Advertisers from the 50s and 60s, advertisers have been using media research to devise way to persuade potential customers to buy product and services. As a result, a large number of media studies were conducted on message effectiveness, demography and size of audience, role of advertising in achieving higher degree of acceptance and sell, frequencies of message to persuade potential customer, and selection of media that best suited to reach the target audience were some of the advertising related media research area. In the 70s and 80s, a new trend in media research set in. Several studies focused on the effect of the media on the public, including the effects on children. Many investigations relating to violence and sexual content in television programs come in the category. Researchers also studied the positive and pro-social as well as the negative and anti-social effects of television. The competition among different media for audience share and advertising revenue has led to the growth of research. New media research has grown to be highly sophisticated. It utilizes long-range plans. Research is, in a way, a tool in the management by objective process. There is an increasing dependency on data to support the decision-making process. Even program producers also seek relevant research data to develop the creative side of their programs. Mass media are now heading towards audience fragmentation, and massive demassification has set in. To survive, the media requires information about the consumers' changing tastes and values, about shift in demographic pattern. Finally, media need to understand the various trend in lifestyle of target audiences. As a result of audience fragmentation in the mass media, there is a keener focus on trend studies concerning new behavior patterns. Besides, there is also a trend toward image studies, which investigate how people perceive media and their environment. Then there is also a shift toward segmentation studies, which provide explanation of types or group of people. Now in the area of media research, these types of researches are conducted which were previously considered the sole reserve of marketing, psychology and sociology. In recent years, mass media research included the various psychological and sociological aspects of mass media. For example, many studies are conducted on the psychological and emotional response to television program and music played and broadcast by radio and television. Today in media research, computer modeling and other sophisticated computer analysis, including multimedia application, have become commonplace. next chapter is aspect of media research. The whole paradigm of media research is involved in research studies pertaining to the role played by various media in agenda setting, gatekeeping, audience gratification, etc. These issues are studied by looking how media of the day times are involved in contemporary issues at the local, national, and international level. For this purpose, the students need to follow the election in America, the war on terror going in at the global level, whether farcical or as per a set agenda. The difference between media research and social science research are in fact one way of looking at two related phenomena, namely society and media. Media are social institutions which thrive within a social system. So media research, audience research and social research are intertwined. Both rely on the careful, systematic collection and analysis of data. Most often they employ the same method for data gathering and analysis. The real difference lies in the purpose. The media research aims at keeping the public informed about the event deemed important by them. On the contrary, social scientists are interested in understanding and explaining human social behavior. Their focus is on grasping how social institutions, including mass media institutions, function in actual terms. Some social scientists are more concerned with practical problems rather than developing abstract theoretical understanding. While both are interested in generate knowledge, the primary goal of media research is communicate it. Many studies conducted by media experts and social scientists are complementary to each other. They help us to understand modern society. They tell us a lot about what is happening in the society and in the media. They also inform us about the effect of the news media on public opinion and politics. Media research can help us understand the way in which media can meet the needs of the audience. The answer to the above question can help us manage media organization much better from a business point of view. It can make the media more socially responsible, particularly if communication professionals and media consumers become more aware about the problems the society is facing at present. Next chapter, reviewing the effect of media on society. However, it can provide important insights about the going in the society. Media research both reflects and helps shape our perception. Media research both reflects and helps shape our perception of the appropriate roles of media professional, media institution, group and public figures. It helps teach us what issues are important. It provides us with adequate information to form opinion. The influence of media on modern society is very powerful, but it is not a one way. Social sciences research also affects the mass media and media organizations, particularly in contexts like social values and cultural legacies. Social sciences research can also help us understand how different governments are influencing media. The other important area covered are how the media influence our thinking, what role they play in everyday life, and how media institutions vary from society to society. These are all important and meaningful areas of research. The methods to study the media have been borrowed from social science like sociology, psychology, and anthropology. ETC, empirical methods widely used in economics, are very much in use in today's media research. Media research like social science research uses both qualitative and quantitative methods. It uses qualitative and interpretive methods to summarize findings in words. It uses quantitative or statistical method to summarize findings in numbers. The impact of communication research is as in case of the role of the electronic media on problem of intercultural communication, including that between subculture in modern multi-ethnic societies, have been extended to a great extent as a result of the use of social scientific methods. Media technologies like computers have also contributed a lot to change in the society. At a functional level, these technologies are used to produce desktop publishing material as a new commercial mass medium in the form of video text, and are direct links between individuals in the form electronic mail. The electronic network are creating communities that are physically dispersed across the country or around the world, but are connected through machines. Each computer and internet linked virtual society with new kinds of experiences have created an important area of research. This is what a growing number of today's social scientists and media researchers are exploring. There is an increasing use of computers and other technologies for communication research, from research design preparation to data collection to tabulation to data analysis. These modern technologies are being increasingly used. Other areas in which both social scientists and media researchers are interested pertain to the relationships among gender and ethnic stereotypes. They are concerned with the portrayal of these groups in the mass media. Also, they study this issue with a focus on the impact of media across national and cultural boundaries. Both media researchers and social scientists are focusing on the way to increase the diversity and representativeness with a view to enriching to the context of democracy itself. Media and social sciences researchers are also concerned with the ever-growing relationship between media and society. Thank you. This is for today only. We will meet again soon.